Juggling a job and kids isn't easy. For moms or for dads.
It's about the busiest I've ever been.
It's a real influx of strange emotions.
I think how I've described my daughter so far is delightful terror. It is harder than I expected and also much better than I expected. Both.
It's a pain in the butt and it's a lot of work, but I still would much rather be at home taking care of my son.
For the past several months, we've been talking to working parents for a series we're calling Stretched. Today, we meet Mike Cruz of Alexandria, Virginia. He has two kids.
Excuse me, Daddy, can I give her one of my toys?
You can give her a toy, sure, that'd be awesome.
I want to get Dory.
4-year-old Benjamin is helping his dad give a bath to newborn baby Olivia.
You want to get baby sister's hair wet.
Can I do it?
You want to help?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. So, here, I'll block her eyes, and you just kind of squeeze a little bit over her head, okay?
Like a lot of American dads, after Olivia was born, Mike wanted to be home to get to know his new baby and help his wife, Stephanie, recover. He was able to do that for a little bit, but like a lot of American dads, he couldn't afford to do it for very long. When he'd burned through all his paid time off, and it was time to go back to his job as a warehouse manager, he started keeping this radio diary.
This is Mike Cruz recording on the evening of Sunday, July 31st. I have been home the past 10 days or so since my second child, my daughter, was born. None of those days are covered by any type of paternity leave. I had to use my own vacation. That also means that I have no vacation for the next calendar year, which, you know, in itself is kind of rough, but it's a lot better than any other company I've ever worked for before when everything was just strictly unpaid. The last company I worked for when my son was born 4.5 years ago was not so kind even to let me take vacation days. Days were just unpaid, and I was basically told I better be back in 5 days or, you know, there would be no job to come back to. When my wife had our son 4.5 years ago, she had a very strong battle with postpartum depression, and it was very hard because she was home for 3 months with our son, and she was by herself, and she struggled a lot, and which means we struggled a lot because it was just hard on both of us, and I wasn't there to help or understand. And then after a long day of work, it's hard to come home and understand the kind of struggles your partner is going through. This time, my wife's recovery is going a lot slower than last time, physically, that is. It would be nice for me to be able to stay home and be there with her and be able to assist her and help her, whether it's changing diapers, holding the baby, going grocery shopping, fixing meals, getting a glass of water, or just being there as someone to talk to, someone to support, someone to care. I'm having a hard time kind of wrapping my head around it too, going back to work tomorrow. We'll see what this next week holds.
For Stephanie, and for a lot of women, childbirth is a big thing. And you need help recovering from it, especially when you're dealing with the very common condition of postpartum depression. On that last Sunday night of his paternity leave, Mike asked his wife how she was feeling about him going back to work. She said she was going to miss having him at home.
First, I'll miss your companionship. It's a bit of a monotonous life. Just the same rinse-repeat cycle of feeding, diaper changing, trying to get her to sleep. And so it gets a little lonely. And then just the seemingly overwhelming tasks of doing this all by myself, because I still don't feel like I'm 100% physically. So that's going to be challenging physically and probably emotionally.
Something we've talked about is, you know, our prior experience. You had your journey with the postpartum depression. Obviously, that has to be in the back of your mind somewhat. So I'm just curious, as your partner, on like, where are you at right now? Like, how are you feeling knowing that I'm going back to work tomorrow and that access to me is going to be drastically more limited than it was for the last 10 days?
I feel scared that you're going back to work, but so far this experience feels different, and I have resources, and I know I can reach out to people, so I'm scared, but we'll just have to see what happens.
We wanted to know how common Mike and Stephanie's experience is. So we called up Josh Levs. He's an advocate for paid parental leave. And here's what he said.
This is exactly what millions of men all over the country are dealing with. We are no longer the old stereotype. You know, what's happening now is that men, working fathers, are very involved in home life and not just at birth. You know, the average working father spends 3 hours every workday caring for his children. But we have no infrastructure in this country to give families real choices. And when it comes to a birth, we have no system in place to make sure that a parent can be at home and put food on the table for at least a block of weeks.
So lay it out for us. I mean, how many working American dads have access to paid paternity leave?
Well, only about 14% of companies offer any paid paternity leave at all.
So what do we know about the impact of paid paternity leave for men and their families?
Well, we know a couple things. First of all, we have longitudinal studies now that show that when a dad can be there in the initial weeks of a kid's life, that kid's life is changed. And, you know, when a man can be there in the early weeks of a child's life, he develops the same skills and the same confidence about taking care of the baby. And that's essential as well. When that opportunity is taken away, it changes the entire balance of responsibilities and pushes things more into this traditional Mad Men era way of thinking.
Again, that's Josh Levs. He's written a book about this. It's called All In, How Our Work-First Culture Fails Dads, Families, and Businesses, and How We Can Fix It Together. And we recently checked back in with Mike Cruz. Baby Olivia is now 2 months old. He told us being in the thick of this newborn phase with all the demands of a full-time job is stressful. He's had some rough moments.
I just would lose my cool and get really frustrated and, you know, with her not sleeping or her being fussy and not eating or just and just not knowing how to fix it.
Add to this the fact that Stephanie says she's had some postpartum anxiety, which has made things that much harder. Both Mike and Stephanie say this time, which should be such a happy time, it's just been really hard, but they're working through it. We asked Mike Cruz how much time he would have taken off if he'd had the choice. He says 6 to 12 weeks, not the 10 days that he did get off.
I want to be involved in every aspect of my children growing up. Like, I've seen them both born. I've been there when they both came into the world, and I want to be there for every other aspect that they experience. And not just because I think it would be cool, but I think it's because it's the way it should be. It shouldn't all be on, you know, my partner.
There is more coming in our series, Stretched. Tomorrow, we'll look at how parental leave is handled in the rest of the world.